This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. We're at one of our favorite places. We're at 1860s in Soulard. Pam and Tammy Joy are the great bartenders. The food is just out of sight. I understand the best chicken strips in town. We know how good the crab cakes are. We can't wait to sample some of this outstanding food, Martin.
Chuck is outside doing some jumping jacks, getting his workout on.
Well, you're the one who's visiting your doctor soon, right? Aren't you supposed to be on some crash diet?
Do you have your...
I did a little bit of a fast last night into today, so I should be good, right?
So when you weigh in?
I'm trying to lean out before Thursday with the doc, yeah. But I think today is fine. I got two
days.
This
is not one of those...
Are
you having your...
I'm not doing the body fat or... No, I mean, you just get your prostate checked pretty regularly. But I think the colonoscopy is coming, though, around the corner here.
Good luck with that.
It'll be soon. Did we talk about the Cardinal news yet? No, we have not. About Carlos Martinez.
Unbelievable.
We've been talking about all the depth in the rotation. If you didn't hear, and Derek Gould's got a piece online about it. Carlos Martinez removed from the team's throwing program. He's going to take the next 2 weeks to focus on strengthening his right shoulder, participating in other baseball drills. He had an MRI on Monday that did not reveal any additional structural damage. And remember, it was the shoulder that sort of fatigued a little bit last year. So Carlos having similar issues already in 2019. It happens every year. Yeah. It doesn't matter how many guys you have.
Now, I asked, I guess, about five or six starting pitchers. Who is the one guy you would rather not face if you had a bat in your hands? Who's the one guy? And you, Carlos Martinez won that unanimously. But with that said, okay, so let's just say he is your most gifted pitcher. I wonder how many organizations can say, okay, you just lost the guy with your best stuff, but you may be replacing him with the most talented pitcher in the organization.
By the way, Nightingale now is reporting the terms as $300 million over 10 years
on
for Manny Machado.
Yes. So Manny Machado has signed. It's happened with the San Diego Padres.
So White Sox fans have got to be furious.
Or Philly fans. What happened to the stupid money? So the Padres.
Well, they may be holding it for Harper.
Those big spenders.
With apparently an opt-out after five for Machado's deal. That's per Tim Brown of
so
Yahoo.
So after all of this, the big number was reached, the $300 million plateau.
I'm glad he played in the postseason last year because that may be his last for a while.
Where are the Padres getting the money?
Not this year, but the Padres in the future, Fernando Tatis Jr., they have a really, really good farm system that could certainly spring them to being NL West contenders in 2 years.
So are owners now relieved and saying, see, there's no collusion, or the fact that the Padres can afford this and none of y'all are spending this money proves that you're all colluding and the Padres didn't get the memo? Which does it prove?
Yeah, or do owners, are they quietly kind of excited about this? The owners that have a chance to have a team that can win, oh, he's going to San Diego. That's really not going to affect
right, good.
Us.
He won't affect it. He's not coming to our division. Like, do you think the Dodgers are worried now that the Padres have Manny Machado?
Yeah.
Probably not.
And how about this, though, too? But back to the Martinez thing. Even though it should be, like, really tough, bad news for St. Louis fans, I'm not really that concerned. One, it's not doesn't look like it's season ending. And two is you probably have Alex Reyes ready to go, who actually may be better than he is.
The fact that his shoulder may be an issue going into the season, does that make you more likely to put him in the bullpen instead of saying I'm counting on him every 5 days? Like, could you live with him possibly dealing with this on and off this year more so if he's a bullpen piece than a part of your rotation?
Wasn't there a comment, too, about how it's not a good idea for him to come out of the bullpen with this thing because
recovering is the issue, I guess, for his shoulder is the consistent strength.
But can you see the mess that would be if he's in your rotation and two or three times a year, okay, he's not going to be ready. Now, you do have options.
But that's the same deal with Waka, too. So that's two pitchers out of your rotation who you might have to just plan DL trips
yeah.
for.
Like, if you had to bet over-under on starts made by Michael Waka, and if I put it at 25, I'd go under. How about you?
Waka, under.
You know, overall, though, the last 3 to 4 years, he's made a lot of starts. If I had to bet money, I'd go under.
Yeah.
And part of it is, too, they've got a lot of options. But think about it. Who is the pitcher that we never talk about his stuff, But you also never worry about him being healthy is Miles Mikolas.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Nobody says, oh, he's dominating. He's got all this great stuff. That's a guy you know is going to make 30 starts this year. Do you have any concerns about him breaking
down? All right, how about Carlos Martinez at 25 starts?
I do wonder.
I got if we're talking here, we haven't played a spring game and he's already injured, I'd say under.
So that's two of the five you're counting on under.
Adam Wainwright, 25 starts, under. Jack Flaherty, over.
He got Mikolas over.
Mikolas over, Flaherty over, Reyes under.
And then, okay, what of the next group, Gant, Reyes,
under,
Dakota.
Under, maybe Dakota.
Well, who has the of those three? I think I have a feeling that Gant is going to get a lot of starts.
And you might need a guy that you can just pencil in, that again, who you can count on. You historically, now there is a number of years there where Walker made a lot of starts. But understandably, he's had a lot of injury issues, so you can't say you're counting on him. At this point, Carlos, you can't say you're counting on him. Alex Reyes, you can't say you're counting on him. Adam Wainwright, we love him. I don't know if you can say you're counting on him. So you do have options, but the reality is you're probably going to need all of those options. Reyes is throwing today. I'm certainly rooting for him. I mean, I can't imagine you miss an entire season. And the 2017 was a cruel blow because it happened in spring training. He was coming off of 2016 where he was impressive as hell and everybody was excited about his future. Didn't even make it to opening day. And then last year, all those trips to Peoria, we did our own scouting, and he's going through the minor leagues and gets one big league start, and he's done again. I sure as hell hope he makes it back.
So who is first up? Who gets the first crack at moving into Carlos Martinez's spot in the rotation? I would guess Gant, but you know, Reyes has got to be really close behind. I think they view Dakota Hudson as a guy in the bullpen because, in fact, he was telling us that he goes, yeah, when I come out of the bullpen, he goes, I can just be totally uninhibited and start throwing 96 and 97 because I know I get an inning.
Yeah, I liked him in the bullpen last year. I think you can afford to keep him in the bullpen, and then in a year or two, he's still sitting there if you want to throw him in the rotation. So Manny Machado to the Padres. The numbers keep – it seems like the numbers have been going up. As first reported by Jeff Passan, as later reported by Bob Nightingale, and then somebody else will say as first reported. The point is he's going to the Padres, Manny Machado. And so now maybe the Bryce Harper chip, now that that number is out there, it probably makes the Harper deal more likely to happen. All right, how about five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. More information at greenville.edu. They are less than an hour from St. Louis.
Time to tee up the hot topics. It's five for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University, a liberal arts institution just 45 miles from St. Louis.
All right, Frank, you are a Cubs fan for the sake of this segment. You heard the owner, Ricketts, Tom Ricketts, yesterday say, why aren't we signing guys? We're out of money. And now you watch the Padres hop in. Yes, you paid Yu Darvish. Yes, you paid Hayward. But you're the Cubs. You're swimming in money up there. Those old styles are like $20. You're a Cubs fan. Are you a little annoyed at Ricketts crying poor?
Yeah, I find that just almost hard to believe in these times that the Cubs, of all teams, could be out of money.
He said, we're out of money. And now the next day, after hearing those comments, you find out that Manny Machado, that the Padres can afford Manny Machado.
Well,
and they afforded Hosmer.
Yeah, but at least you have a club-friendly contract with Jason Hayward.
Right.
And you, Darvish.
How about the fact that Cubs are obsessed with this Pecota deal? Like, you shouldn't care that much. But they've turned it into a rallying cry on their sheet yesterday. They have the workout sheet, pitchers, catchers, what everybody's doing, what station they're in, where their hitting group is. And at the bottom, and one of the reporters tweeted it out, it said, Pecota, fifth place, 80-82. And then later in the day, when Moustakas re-upped with the Brewers, Pecota downgraded them to 79-83.
They had them at 79. They had the Cardinals at what?
86. They downgraded the Cardinals yesterday.
Is Milwaukee ahead of them now?
Milwaukee's at 88.
Milwaukee's always been ahead of them in projections for next year.
I think they lost a game in the Pocota rankings, but I don't know
how.
If
I don't understand
it's
how.
It's so weird.
Like, I get today maybe knocking them a game if you realize that Carlos and Marcel might be iffy for the opener.
Well, does that mean after they sign Moustakas that the Brewers will beat the Cardinals one more game?
The only thing that changed yesterday was the Moustakas signing. Who, by the way, they said he's going to play second base. Moustakas?
It seems like
I can't picture him turning the DP here.
No.
Number two, Frank, you are Doug Armstrong. And I've always believed in you. I just want you to know you've done a great job. When people were knocking this roster, I thought Army did a great job, deserved to be executive of the year. Any chance you would try and lock up Chief before the season's over?
No, because, Kelly Chase mentioned yesterday the Chief may be pursued, but you got to believe.
Did you think of that before yesterday? I never thought of that.
But you got to believe that the Chief wants to be here. Craig Berube would like to be here. So I doubt if he would make a move like that quick, right after the season. The bottom line is, let's have him win. Let's have him get to the postseason. Let's have him win a round. And then let's see what happens with Joel Quenneville. I don't think you have to rush it.
Blues tonight. Coos guarantee?
I don't think we've had one yet during this
10-game winning streak.
I don't think we've had a single Cusumano guarantee.
And I would probably advise not to do it tonight because Blues Nation may come and find you. But how about just a gut level? Yeah. Don't you feel good about
Absolutely, yeah.
And they have not been good at home. 14-13-2. And that fan base tonight, don't you think it's not a playoff game, but they're going to be as revved up as they've been in a long time?
In fact, one of our fine reporters at Channel 5 asked me to help out with tickets today, and Mr. Caruso had an interesting response.
Oh, I bet it was sarcastic.
No. He's probably I've been trying to get Army on the show, so he's probably a little sarcastic now because suddenly we're
Why don't you call Barkley, guys? You've been making fun of him. Poor little puppy.
Yeah. We'll have Barkley on. Bring him by.
Oh, I'd love to see Barkley.
Yeah.
But he gave me the thumbs down. He says, largest crowd of the year.
Good for them.
But that's an improvement because I usually get the middle finger emoji from Caruso.
Yeah, but it doesn't help our cause that you and I were kind of chastising him a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, we were trolling him a bit in a group text. Sarcastic. Frank, most famous event you've ever covered or been to, and I thought of this when you mentioned Nick Bonacani's son paralyzed. Pretty well-known moment.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if it's bigger than a sport. For me, it was Dale Earnhardt Senior died at Daytona, and it's the only NASCAR race I've ever been to. But I think that's more famous than some of these World Series games, even a Super Bowl. The fact that I was there when Dale Earnhardt died, it was 18 years ago. I think yesterday was the anniversary. But would the Bonacani kid, would that be up there? Were you at any of the, like, Leitner? Were you at that game?
No, I was not at the Leitner game. I tell you, I was at, in 78, the night the Goose was golden when Kentucky beat Duke and Goose had 41. Was it the Walton? Oh, that's definitely without a doubt. The Walton, 72, the 21 of 22 and the 44 points. That would be it for me.
All right, number five, you are Jussie Smollett.
Oh, no.
Is it Jussie?
Smollett.
It is
Jussie.
Jussie. Okay, it's not. Who was our guy at Dukes of Hazzard? Was it Uncle Jussie? Uncle Jussie?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay, Jussie Smollett. What were you thinking?
I think it seems like a fair question. I'm about to be taken off that television program, and I'm figuring if I could get in the news and deal a great deal of sympathy, and people believe that I actually was beaten up, there's no way they could actually take me off the television show either. This is a great publicity stunt for my career. It would garner some sympathy, and they'll probably keep me on the show.
Is that what the gain was? What was the long-term gain for this whole thing? Assuming that what the cops believe is 100% true, which looks to be, like, what were you hoping to get out of this?
Or do you think he just hated Trump so much that he wanted to kind of be the poster child?
That's a weird way to go about doing it.
Bad America.
Yeah.
Trump came out and defended it when it first happened. Said this is horrible. This should not have happened. He basically condemned it. The attack initially.
The best is that the fact that the Maxine Waters and the Cory Bookers.
Rush to judgment
Harris,
sort of deal.
Just saying, boy, what Trump has done to this country. And then, actually, it didn't happen.
Well, that's why I wonder if his whole motivation was to just make Trump look bad, more so than his personal gain. It was not really.
I don't know. If you're an actor in the prime of your career, I mean, your number one goal is to make sure you're still acting and not to get a new president.
All right, so now you're the umpire executives. Can you keep them? Are you done with them?
Oh, no way. Well, first of all, he'd have to do it from prison because that's probably right. Where he's headed.
What a poorly thought out plan on top of everything else. This is
apparently
Matt
Rocky,
I thought we were talking NBA. Here he comes.
No, apparently they're actually already editing him out of scenes that they've already shot with him in it.
Oh, so they're not just cutting
him off beforehand. They're going back and trying to get rid of scenes that he's already been in.
Now, could it be good for business? Would more people tune in because he's this pariah of sorts that did this crazy thing? Although your point is he's going to be in jail.
Yeah, I mean, he's... I saw it last night. It could face 2 to 3 years in prison.
If you're going to have a couple of sidekicks in on a deal with you, you may want to maybe pay them a little more. They rolled about as quick as they could roll. Yep, it was all a hoax, and it wasn't our fault. We love America. We don't hate Trump. I mean, they were quick to put that out there. All right, Frank has a first. He was in the role of Jussie Smollett. It's 5 for Frank, brought to you by Greenville University. Unfortunately, here at 1860's Saloon, the food arrived during 5 for Frank at the same time that Charlie Marlowe arrived. Brian Hoffman.
Do you see any food left on any of those plates?
I mean, look, honestly, they're clearing out. We've got the famous crab cakes, which are 100% crab meat, hand-patted, hand-breaded, cooked to perfection. We'll ask Charlie how they tasted. Topped with 1860s Cajun aioli. How do you say it? I never get that right. Aiolo? I can't say that. Aioli. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Greg Aiello. Chicken strips, which are fresh, never frozen, hand-breaded, and big. Matt Rocchio wrote that down before he destroyed his. The food is out. And what is it the day after a Blues win?
Half-price lunches.
Half-price lunches. We've been missing out for 10 straight lunches where we could have been taking part.
Charlie is going to take a picture, I think, with Tammy Joy a little bit later. And the question is, she's in the middle bar. And the question is, did he work out before he came today? Because he is looking kind of sinewy right now.
And if he did, what school did he stop off at to pump
look at
iron?
He's flexing there. He's looking good. All right, before we go to break, a quick word about the Bomarito Automotive family. If you're looking for a car, go to bomarito.com. You can go through their extensive inventory of new cars, pre-owned cars, and see if they don't have the right car for you. The Bomarito Automotive family, they sell more cars in the state of Missouri than anybody. And Maryville sponsors our listener line. We're going to be at Maryville on Thursday. Stop by the Simon Rec Center. I think it's called Simon Rec Center. And you can visit with us and Lonnie folks, and we're going to have a good time over there. They are a great, great university. We appreciate them being one of our sponsors. We'll take a break. We're coming right back after this.